When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can get Grant a little help. He said, I've got an interesting situation. Wanted to see if you guys could float it by your female listeners.
Okay.
I'm 32. Just started dating my girlfriend. He's 24. She's a little younger than me, but I don't think my issue is a generational thing. We've been out on a few dates. Things are great until we spent Saturday going to a few shops she wanted to go to. She would see something she liked. I would offer to buy it for her because that's what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know this game. Well, she kept getting upset and annoyed every time I would offer to buy something she said she liked.
Okay.
Now, these weren't super expensive things, but I could tell she was irritated.
Huh.
It kind of killed the vibe.
Ew.
I probably shouldn't have, but I wound up getting a couple of shirts she had pointed out and surprised her with them when I dropped her off at her place. She thanked me, but frowned and said I didn't want you to buy me things, I meant it. What? I thought she would appreciate somebody spoiling her. I haven't really talked to her about it since then. I don't know how to bring it up without sounding kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
What did I do wrong? Is this a thing now? This is my first experience dating someone younger than me.
Uh-huh.
I've only had one other serious girlfriend. She was a year older than me.
All right.
But do women not like this anymore? I really like her. She likes me, but this is confusing. Thanks for any help. I love listening to your show.
Oh, Grant.
Oh, what do you mean, oh, Grant? You said that like he should know better.
I mean, I say it because I'm not exact same situation, but I feel like and maybe any guy within the sound of my voice has been in the situation where you think you are doing something and you are missing cues. You're not picking up what they're putting down. And
so he's saying, like, what you're saying is she's literally saying, don't buy me anything. Yeah. And it's not one of those situations where she's like, I'm fine. And you know, she's not.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, as you were talking about it or, reading his message, I'm sitting here thinking she's going to break up with him.
Really? Like, you think she's going to dump him over this?
No. Not over this, but maybe she's getting ready to. And
and that's why she doesn't want him to buy her things.
She's like, don't buy me anything. You know,
that's going to make her feel even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just a thought.
I mean, that's a theory. Janet said, personally, I would find it odd every time I said I liked something, you offered to buy it. And then when I said no, you did it anyway. I would feel like you were trying to flaunt your money. For reference, I'm 42. It's not an age thing. Maybe Sarah, your love language is gifts, but it sounds like hers is not.
Yeah, that's true. Sarah texts in and says, it's definitely a her thing. Who doesn't love to be spoiled?
That's what I was thinking. Like, immediately, I'm like, well, you can buy me stuff if you want.
Kelly's like, what's her size? Maybe it'll fit me.
Listen, and we can go shopping, and I'll pick out some stuff. And
wait.
Good.
Before you take it back, I need to know the store, and I need to know the size.
Exactly. I think he's sweet. Like, he's really trying to be sweet. He's trying to show her I'm really into you, and that's why he's trying to be generous with her, and she's just, like, not having it. I think you might be onto something with the fact that maybe she's just not feeling it, and she's wanting to get out of it, and that's why she doesn't want him to buy her stuff.
That's worst case scenario. I mean, and I just kind of popped into my head. So I don't know if there's any real, like, weight behind that or not. But I do think that he even admitted he doesn't have a whole lot of experience with, dating. And he had one other serious girlfriend who he knew, and so, for whatever reason, that didn't work out. He didn't really go into that. But let us know what your thoughts are on it. And if you've got a story to back up, hey, this is what happened to me. 502-795-1997 is our number. That's what we do here with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. So Grant thought he was doing something nice and what every girl would want by spoiling his girlfriend with gifts. It kind of backfired on him with this girl he's trying to impress. And so he's now confused with what women actually want.
A lot of people
therapy.
Are kind of saying, you know, Elena's like, please spoil me. There's a lot of women that are just like, I'll take the gifts. But then Jacqueline's like, personally, I have an issue with receiving gifts because an ex used to gift me things as an apology. Obviously, it was in a toxic relationship, but I still have issues with people giving me things or wanting to buy me things because of that. Could be deeper for her, too.
Yeah, Anna says, take me shopping. But really, though, I'm like that, too. I'll window shop and say all the things I like but don't necessarily need. Communication is key. Amber says, do you realize we're not all the same?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Says, me personally, I even look at it too long. You should take notes. But I have friends that aren't into it, and that makes them uncomfortable. So both are fine. What isn't fine is not listening to her and then acting like she's the weird one because she didn't like what you were doing, that you doing something that she already had asked you not to do. So that's a point, too.
Yes. Corey said she might not like that you bought her something so early in the relationship. He said, you know, they've been out on a few dates. Mm-hmm. You can try asking a question for more understanding of the boundary line so you don't cross it again. For example, when you said blank, did you mean that you didn't want me to ever buy you anything or until we're in a committed relationship? Or not buy you anything until it's a special day, like a holiday or a birthday. You can rephrase it, but those are some kind of basic ideas.
I mean, I will say that the comments on the post on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, they are something else. I was just going to say, hey, Katie, what's your thought on this?
She could have had some like past relationship where they tried to, like, buy her love.
Mm.
So instead of, like, spending time with her or something along those lines, maybe they put her second and would just buy her gifts and try to make her happy that way.
Okay, almost so she
kind of has, like, a bad connotation with that.
Okay, she's getting kind of triggered by a past situation.
Yeah, and if they've only been dating a couple of days, he wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and who knows? Maybe one of her last relationships, like, the guy would continually screw up and then buy her something to try to buy his forgiveness type of thing. And so,
honey, I'm on
the phone. That was you. Katie. That's
mommy's
funny.
Trying to give advice on the radio. Stop. Shh.
No, that was my husband.
Oh. I love it. I don't know what's happening, but I love it.
I know. Well, thank you, Katie, for the phone call. And please give...
And thank your husband.
Give our best to everybody else who's with you.
All right, thanks, y'all.
All right, no problem.
That is fun. He was singing. He was like, I love that. Jessica says, I acknowledge that women can be confusing when they say, no, don't, you don't have to. When in reality, you want them to.
Mm.
I think that if you like her and you want this relationship to continue, I think you apologize for disrespecting the boundary she set without excusing the behavior. No phrases of, I was just trying to do this, that.
Right.
I apologize for not respecting your wishes, period. Leave it at that. And moving forward, when she says something, you assume she's saying what she means and meaning what she says.
Man, you were talking too fast. I was trying to write it down. all right. Well, Grant, I mean, I think there is the whole miscommunication sort of thing here, which is at its root, and I like that as a suggestion. So
yeah, you had the best of intentions, so don't feel bad about that, but just maybe as you get to know her more, because again, just been a few dates, it sounds like she is one of those that's very straightforward, and she's gonna tell you exactly
good.
It is and what she means, what she wants, and just take that at face value and then kind of let her set the tone, lead the way when it comes to buying her stuff.
All righty, there you go. That is group therapy on 99.7 JX.